Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, sir. It is the
sweetest, sweetest name I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest,
it is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
yeah. The Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. I need something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
Can't nobody do what he does.
No, no,
no. Oh, I love the name Jesus.
Oh,
oh.
Amen. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Something about the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is the sweetest name I know. Is there an amen anywhere on the prayer line tonight? The name of Jesus is a sweet name. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the name. We still use the name, and there's power in the name. And we pray in the name of Jesus on these Tuesday nights. Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, the New Creation Church family, we thank God for each and every one of you interceding, standing in the gap, prayer warriors. We thank God for your faithfulness on these Tuesday nights. We know that we are commanded to pray in the Word of God, and we've seen the power of prayer in the Old and New Testament. And we've seen it in our personal lives. And we're going to keep seeing signs, wonders, and miracles as we continue to pray. Come on. To God be the glory. We're going to go right into prayer. I want to read Nehemiah chapter 1. He is in Nehemiah chapter 1. Just a wonderful model prayer. It's just, that's what I want to call it tonight, a model prayer. At some points, I'm going to point out how he prayed, why he prayed, what he prayed. It was powerful. And this particular prayer got results immediately. And it's a lesson for all of us to learn from how Nehemiah prayed. Some people came from Jerusalem, Judah, the children of Israel, and he was asking some of the men about those that had escaped, those who were in captivity. And the report was that they were depressed, they were afraid, the walls were burnt down, and the people were in a real bad situation. And Nehemiah became discouraged. But unlike some who get discouraged and sometimes quit or sometimes blame people, the Bible says Nehemiah went to God. Hallelujah. And let's see what he says when he went to God. Nehemiah chapter 1, starting at verse number 4. Nehemiah chapter 1, we'll start at verse number 4. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And I said, I pray, Lord of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those that you love and observe your commandments, please let your ears be attentive and your eyes be open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept your commandments, the statutes, nor your ordinance, which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember, I pray, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you were cast away to far parts of the heavens, yet I will gather them from and bring them to this place, which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. Now these are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed with your great power and with your strong hand. O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name. And let your servants prosper this day, I pray, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king cupbearer. And if you keep reading in chapter 2, as Nehemiah ended that prayer, he asked for favor. He was asking God to open a door. He was asking God to give him an opportunity to do something about what he heard and what he was about to see. Glory be to God. So just real quick, I want to point out some things that he did. Number one, he praised and worshiped God. He said, you're the God of heaven. You're a God who is awesome. You're a God that is able to do everything. And then he goes on to say, you're a God that keeps your word and keeps your covenant and keeps your promises. And then Nehemiah goes into the spirit of humility. He said, I pray you, God, your ears and your eyes be open to the condition that your people have put themselves in. And then he goes on, glory be to God, and he repents, not just for himself, not just for his forefathers, but for his brothers and sisters in the Lord. The Bible says if we confess our faults one to another, we'll be healed. It says when we confess, he is faithful and just, and he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That's the word of God. And sometimes, glory be to God, I know we're not in the habit of repentance, but sometimes we just got to go before God and say, Lord, help us. We're sorry. Forgive us. And God hears that. Then he begins to pray the word of Moses, and finally he reverenced God and say, we fear you. And then he goes on to ask for favor. And glory be to God, if you keep reading, he got favor from the king, he got soldiers, he got wood, he got time to rebuild the wall. And then God stirred up the hearts of the people that they had a mind to work. And I'm just sensing in my spirit that God is about to open the door for you. God is about to send you the support that you need. God is about to give you favor. Glory be to God. I believe that God, if you go to him in your personal prayer closet, God ears and eyes are open to your situation, and God is going to do something about it. Hallelujah. God, like in the days of Nehemiah, hears us. We are collectively on this line tonight, and we are praying with a spirit of humility. We are going to a God that is able to turn that situation around. We are in God's divine will, and we thank God that he says, come to me boldly, come to me courageously, and to find mercy and help in your time of need. So, Father, thank you. We pray to you tonight. Many of us are going through many things. I'm praying for these parents. I'm praying for these spouses, these husbands and these wives. We're praying for business owners and clergy. We're praying in the name of Jesus for our children and our adolescents. God, we are in a unique age. We are in a unique day. God, in the name of Jesus, so much is going on in the land of the living. But God, we are calling out to you. We are praying to you. We are interceding just like Nehemiah interceded. It wasn't the people going to you. He was by himself. And God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Even as he got favor, they all got favor. Even as he got a breakthrough, they all got a breakthrough. Even as he got an answer, they all got the answer. And God, we are praying for our families. We are praying for our church families. We are praying for our neighbors, our brothers and our sisters. We are praying for our classmates and our extended families. I feel the Holy Ghost already in the name of Jesus because we are doing what the word says do. We're not coming up with something on our own, but God, we are doing what works in the name of Jesus. We are coming to you, God, asking you to heal the sick. Asking you to bring those in poverty out of poverty. Asking you to fix which is broken and make it right. Because your word says you is the only one. You are the only one that can make the crooked straight. In the name of Jesus. So God, everything wrong with us. Everything wrong with our children. Everything wrong with our families. God, we are asking you tonight to come in and do a Holy Ghost makeover. In the name of Jesus. Oh, our eye has not seen. Our ear haven't heard. God, we right now have a stirring in our spirit that you're up to good and it's all good. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Even as we see the favor in the days of Nehemiah, we are asking you for favor. Favor on the job. Favor in the marketplace. Favor in our marriages. Favor on the family. Oh, in the name of Jesus, You said your grace and your mercies, they are new every morning. And right now, God, hallelujah, somebody need a job. Somebody need an open door. Somebody want the opportunity to go back and secure that degree. Somebody in the name of Jesus need a miracle. And God, I thank you that you're a miracle-working God. We still believe in miracles. Hallelujah, somebody. We still believe, God, that you are performing miracles. Hallelujah. The Bible says we believe because you are able. Pastor just preached to Abraham. You are able to perform that which you said. Oh, glory to his name. So, God, I thank you for the faith of Abraham. I thank you for the faithful people that call in every Tuesday night. I thank you for their faithfulness, God, standing in the gap for their children, standing in the gap for their spouses and their marriages, standing in the gap for their significant loved ones. Oh, in the name of Jesus, that's why we're praying favor on New Creation Church. Grace on New Creation Church. Mercy on New Creation Church. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for every member, every family, every child and adult that's a part of our church family. Oh, God, give them favor. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for prosperity tonight. Give that one victory tonight. Allow that one to be more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, allow that one to win. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We will accomplish much. We will achieve much. We will make our names great in your sight. In the name of Jesus. So, God, have mercy. Have mercy where we missed it. And Nehemiah repented, and we repent tonight for sins known and unknown. We say, Lord, forgive us. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy on us. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you right now for receiving our prayers when we missed it. In the name of Jesus. And God, I know that you're a merciful God, and you are the one, hallelujah, the God of a second chance, the God, hallelujah, that throws it into the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. You say you remember our transgressions and our sins no more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we are praying, God, order our steps through your word in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you right now that increase is coming. I thank you right now for the overflow. My wife and I, during our anniversary, we saw overflow everywhere. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And I'm believing for overflow. Glory be to God in my personal life and the life of our church and the life of this prayer line. We're praying overflow. He said, give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed together, shaken together, running over to the overflow. So, God, I thank you for the givers on this prayer line. I thank you for those who are liberal givers. I thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. For every sower, every tither, every person, God, that finds it not robbery, because your word said, blessed is more blessed to give than to receive. And we're not just talking about money, but God, those that give kindness, those that give love, those that give helps of service, those in the name of Jesus that pray, we thank you tonight. In the name of Jesus, forgivers. And God, right now, we're praying for that one who is weak, that one who is discouraged, because Nehemiah was discouraged. Nehemiah got weak. Nehemiah was frustrated, but he went to a God. He knew his strength was from God. He knew, hallelujah. Oh, I feel God right there. Somebody call on the name of the Lord. God's about to renew your strength. God's about to give you your joy back. God is about to give you your happiness and your excitement back. God is about to stir up the flame in your life. God is about to, in the name of Jesus, give you your mojo back. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody, oh, glory, right now, receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you. Even that one that felt discouraged. Even that one who has been disappointed, even that one who has been betrayed. Oh, God, the joy of the Lord, we are praying is their strength on tonight. This joy that we have, the world did not give it to us, and the world cannot take it away. So, Lord, have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. In desperate situations, that one who need a financial miracle, that one who need a miracle in their body, we bind up sickness tonight. We bind up and take authority over every disease tonight. We even bind up the spirit of poverty that tries to come down through the generations. And poverty is not just limited to money. It's a mindset. It's a way of living. It's a lifestyle. And we bind it up if it's not of God in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we say, have your way. Make us over. Make us different. Make us better, new and improved in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you for delivering our families. I thank you, Lord, for delivering our children. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus for breakthrough. Oh, glory to his name. We thank you, God, for doing the miraculous work that only you can do. Oh, have mercy right now. Oh, glory to his name. Every grandparent, every parent, oh, in the name of Jesus, your kids are covered. As Nehemiah prayed for the spiritual children, hallelujah. He was in a good, powerful position, but he had a compassion for those that was not the cupbearer, those that did not live in a palace, those that did not live in a kingdom, those that did not have the finer things in life. And God is softening our hearts. God is conditioning us in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to help our brothers and our sisters in the Lord. Cain asked God a question. Am I my brother's keeper? And we thank God that we cover one another on this prayer line. We thank God that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Pastor and I receive your prayers. As we continue to pray in the name of Jesus, pray for us, pray for the church, pray for God's angels to continue to watch over all of us in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you tonight for your angelic host being on assignment. We thank you in tonight for protection that's supernatural. There's a hedge and there's a refuge. There's a shelter around the children of God. And Lord, we don't take it for granted that you put it there. We don't take it for granted, your protection and your provision. As Pastor continues to go before the Lord, in Jesus' name, we're going to go before the Lord in Jesus' name, and we're going to open up the prayer lines. Glory be to God. And we're going to allow God to be God and do what only he can do. If you press 1 on your phone, a praise report, a prayer request, we want to touch and agree with every person tonight. Doesn't matter what it is, in Jesus' name. We see these hands. Again, just press 1 on your cell phone, and we will see that hand, and we will open up the line and pray with you and pray for you in Jesus' name. You can start taking these callers. We thank God for every caller in the name of Jesus. This is coming from the area code of 908. God bless you this evening.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony.
God bless you, Diamond. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just, my throat has been killing me. It's not strep throat, and tomorrow I go to the doctor to see what it is, but my neck is swollen. My lymph nodes, and I haven't been doing my best, and I just ask for general prayer with everything in my life. It feels like everything is just turning around in the opposite direction that I don't want it to be in, and I just ask for general prayer.
Amen. We're going to lift that up, Diamond, before the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank you for your daughter in Zion.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord, that she belongs to you.
Yes, Lord.
You have redeemed her. You have
thank
bought her with the
Jesus.
Blood of Jesus. I thank you for your angels watching over her and her girls and her family.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, that she's praying to a God that can heal that throat area, that can protect her and her children, that can turn the situation back in her favor. Oh, in the name of Jesus, you're the God of the turnaround. You're the God that can do the impossible. You're the God that can make it right. And right now we're praying on behalf of her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would keep her courage up, that you would keep her spirit up,
yes,
that you would keep the fire of God that has burned on the inside of her alive, in the name of Jesus. God, help her not to go by what she see, but help her to go by what you said, in the name of Jesus. Lord, protect her from even the negativity, even the things that's going wrong, even the doubt and the fear and the unbelief that's trying to come in through the natural things that she's walking through. God, she is a spiritual being. And I thank you, Lord, that her prayers for her children, her prayers for her money, the prayers for her career, the prayers for her family, God, you are hearing them just like you heard the prayers of Nehemiah. And we are standing in the gap. We're standing in agreement. Even as we speak, God, clear up that vocal cord. Give the doctors wisdom, even before she go, Lord. Hallelujah. Allow her body and allow her throat and allow everything that's trying to attack her immune system. Allow it to function and operate at full capacity. In the name of Jesus, the autoimmune system, everything that tries to fight bacteria or infection. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're strengthening her body right now. In the name of Jesus. So we speak wellness over her. We speak a healing over her. We speak in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give her the miracle that her body would be better, that she can mother those girls, that she can go along with her daily duties, that she can accomplish, God, what she set forth to do. So, Lord, we believe by faith she's already feeling better. We believe by faith, even as she go to the doctor, that the diagnosis will be accurate, that God, the natural and the supernatural will work together to get her back to 100% well. So, God, watch over her. Encourage her heart in the name of Jesus. God, you know what she's walking through. You know that sometimes it gets difficult. But, Lord, I know that you already made a way, and you know, Lord, that she belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, but even as I was closing a prayer, God has given you a strength. There's a strength that you got to access, that you got to tap into, especially when life gets difficult and you're coming up the rough side of the mountain, as they say. And you have it in you. Sometimes the enemy tries to remind you that you're the same person, but you're not. You're a spiritual being, and you're spiritually strong. And when you get that joy back, when you pray, when you get your energy back, things begin to turn around in the natural. So don't let the devil, don't even let people get under your skin or discourage you. Don't let negativity win, but get your – the Bible says – we got to put our minds, we can do this. We got to put our minds on things above. So whatever you can think positive, try to make that mind think positive thoughts. Amen?
Amen.
I just want to pray for you, Diamond. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, I lift up your daughter, Diamond, to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for, Father God, her heart. I thank you for her, Father God, whatever she's walking through. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are with her, oh God, because you said in your word that you are always with us, that you will never leave us, that you will never forsake us, oh God. So, Lord, right now, I speak your peace into her atmosphere, oh God. I speak peace, oh God, into her heart, to her spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The Lord, I stir up the hope that is within her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even as pastor has ministered words of encouragement to her, oh God, empowerment to her, Lord, I speak to her spirit woman right now in the name of Jesus, and I speak life to her, oh God. I speak life to every dead situation in the name of Jesus. I speak life to every hopeless situation, and I declare victory over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we And I bind up the hands of Satan off of her life, off of her health, over her, off of her family, off of her household, off of everything pertaining to her, oh God, because you said that you have a great plan for her, oh God, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, to give her a hope and a future. So, Lord, we thank you that Diamond is walking in total victory, oh God. And right now, Lord, your angels are around her, oh God. Angelic hosts are fighting for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just declare breakthrough. My God, that's what I heard when Pastor was praying for you. I heard breakthrough, that you are the reason that this is trying to, the pressure is coming and trying to break you is because you are on the verge of a breakthrough. My God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we speak breakthrough over her life right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Line up the finances, oh God. Line up, oh God, give her favor, oh God, hallelujah, everything that she needs, oh God, we are asking you to put it in position, oh God, and we know that you are faithful, oh God, so Lord, we thank you in advance for her healing. We declare that she is healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We declare total victory over her life. We declare that no weapon formed against her can prosper. We declare that she is the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail, above and never beneath. We declare and decree, oh God, hallelujah, that all things are working for her good according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for the praise that is yet in her mouth, oh God, hallelujah, that she has a yet will I praise you on this prayer line, yet will I give you the glory, God, yet will I give you the honor, because you are worthy. So, Lord, we thank you for this precious jewel. We thank you for her victory. I see you walking in victory. I see you walking in victory. Hallelujah. And what you can't do, God says, tell her what she can't do, I can't. Possible. What may seem impossible for you, God says, I'm doing it for you. My God. Hallelujah. So God is the lifter of our heads. He's our strength. He's our power. He's our portion. He's our everything. Amen. So when we can't, he can. Amen. So just continue to encourage yourself in the Lord. Continue to stay on this prayer line. Continue to pray. Continue to stay in your word. And turn on some praise music. Oh, my God. Yes. My God. Yes. My God. Turn off Pandora. Put it on Ty Trebek music or Kirk Franklin and just listen. Put that music in your ear because God said you're going to praise your way out. You're going to praise your way into your breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, the devil has no victory because you already won. Amen. We just came with good news today. No matter what the battle is, no matter how it feels, no matter how hard it gets, you already won. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. So we love you. Stay encouraged. Press your way to the church because that's another thing.
I know it's hard sometimes with both the baby, but pressing your way out to the Lord. Amen. Because
amen.
God is strengthening you. You haven't seen anything yet. I say you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. Your eyes have your ears heard. You have to enter to your mind the things that God has in store for you. That's why the battle is so intense. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. The great things that are ahead of you, my God, are going to blow your mind. Keep pressing.
Yes. Pastor Rebecca.
Yes.
The last time I attended church and we had the guest speaker and she prayed over me and she said turn around and that God is about to do a major turnaround. The moment I left church, it's like my whole world turned upside down.
My God. My God. My God, yeah, it's you know, that was coming anyway. But see, what happens is God sent you that word to let you know that everything good was coming in spite of anything bad that the devil was going to send. So he's letting you know that no matter what the devil says, you're in your turnaround. All things are working for your good. So we cancel every curse. We cancel every curse, every hex. We cancel every word curse, anything that the devil might have tried to send, every word curse, everything spoken over your life that was contrary to God's plan. And we speak victory over your life in the name of Jesus. We speak victory and breakthrough for all things good over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So you continue to, amen. And just believe that. The devil wants you to believe, you know, that happened to me when I first got saved. Things were going good, going good, going good, going good. And then all the stuff hit the fan. You know, you know what hit the fan. And I was like, what in the world? What in the world is going on here?
Right.
You know, like, it was easier when I was out there not going to church. But I thank God that I stayed the course. I thank God that even though the devil wanted me to quit, I refused to quit. So you just keep pressing, and because he knows that his time is up in your life, in your relationship, in your money. His time is up. Amen. His time is up. And you have the power and authority to just speak. When things start going wrong, say all things. Romans 8:28. All things are working for my good. God is working all things for my good. God is in the middle of this, working for my good. Just keep declaring that. Say it out loud. They're going to think you're crazy. Yes. All things are working for my good. God is working in the middle of this. He's working this out for my good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So you keep saying that no matter what it looks like, you keep the word. He said, don't let the word depart from your mouth. You keep that word in your mouth, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Pastor.
All right, so
thank you, Pastor Anthony.
You're welcome. We love you too, Precious. We'll see you soon. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The devil is a liar. Amen. She has the victory in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Her and her children, her whole household is blessed. Amen. I declare her whole household is blessed. I declare that everybody on this line, your whole household is blessed in the name of Jesus.
And God be glory. I know Diamond is still listening. Read Isaiah 43, the entire chapter. It's going to bless you. It's going to encourage you because sometimes we do go through those hard seasons. Isaiah 43. We're going to take another caller. Glory be to God. We thank God for every caller. We will get to everyone tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. God is so good. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Pastor, spiritual warfare is so real.
Yeah, yeah.
Area code 2240. Area code 240. God bless you this evening.
God bless you too. Hi, Pastor Anthony. Hi, Pastor Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, God bless
Praise
you.
Praise God. Doing well. Doing good.
Yes, we're doing really well. Yes. How are you doing, Carlita?
I'm doing well. My baby girl is home.
Oh, yes.
Well.
Praise God.
I'm just calling today asking for general prayer over my family and myself. I have been having some worries about my family members, and I've been praying for protection over them every day and praying for protection and happiness. I feel like the devil has just really been busy, and I've just been praying even more.
Amen. Amen. Prayer does things. So we're going to touch and agree with you for yourself, your family, and your family members, your baby girl. And we thank God for baby treasure. Amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. Lord, we worship you on tonight, God. And we as your people come into your presence, oh God, seeking your face, oh God, knowing, Lord, that you said if we seek you, that you will be found by us, oh God. You said if we come to you and pray anything according
to your will, oh God, that we could be confident that you hear us, oh God, and you will give us those things for which we pray, oh God. So, Lord, we're coming praying in faith, oh God, never wavering, oh God, not doubting, oh God, but believing in you, oh God, and believing in your faithfulness and your power, oh God. So, Lord, we touch and agree with Sister Starlita right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her baby treasure, God. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of motherhood, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her, oh God, to come and bring forth life into this earth realm, oh God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue to bless baby treasure, oh God. Keep her protected, oh God. Keep your hand on her life, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to heal her mother, oh God. Even as she heals, oh God, that you will continue to give her a speedy recovery, oh God. Give her wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And continue, oh God, hallelujah, to mend her body, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, for each and every family member that Starlita is concerned about, God. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We bind up the hand of Satan. We declare that no weapon formed against this family can prosper, oh God. We declare, oh God, victory, and breakthrough over every family member, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every danger, every harm, oh God, every attempt, oh God, to bring harm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree, oh God, that you will even stop those who will try to come and inflict any kind of pain or injury on this family, God, or any family member, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will remove those, Father God, that do not have the things of God in mind for these, oh God, for this family, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, put a hedge of protection around them. We plead the blood of Jesus over Starlita, over Treasure, over Darius, over Sister Cece, over Diamond, over Deja, oh God, over Zara, over Ruby, oh God, over Jewel, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree, oh God, hallelujah, that your hand is upon this family, God, and that you shall do what you have declared that you will do for pertaining to each and every one of them. The blood, there is power in the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that they are already victorious. We thank you that they are already more than conquerors through Christ. So, Lord, we pray that you will bring each and every one that I have named closer to you, oh God, that you will bring them into a closer walk with you, God. Bring them to the secret place or the shelter of the Most High, God, because you said when we abide there, oh God, though there nothing can touch us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for peace in the shadow. We thank you for, Father God, power in that secret place, God. We thank you for healing in the secret place. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for joy in the secret place, God. We thank you, Lord, for protection in that secret place, God. So, Lord, we thank you for your secret place, the dwelling place that we are abiding in you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your hand. Oh, glory. For your hand upon this family. Lord, you said not one will be snatched out of your hands. And as they are all seeking you, God, each and every one of our sisters and her mom, her grandmother, oh God, we pray for her grandmother, oh God. We pray for her nana, God. We pray for her aunts, oh God, her uncles, all of her loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, glory. Oh, God, cover this family. Protect this family, God. Oh, God, keep all harm and danger away from this family, God. Bring this family closer to you, God. Save souls, God. Change lives. Set the captives free. Open the eyes of the blind, God. Free from addiction. Free, oh, God. Hallelujah. From any type of situation that's, oh, God, that is not conducive to your will.
Jesus.
For their lives.
Thank you, God.
So, Lord, we thank you. Oh, God. Oh, I see God snatching some out. I see him just snatching some out of some situations. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you. So, Lord, we thank you for divine intervention. And give them those that know it's time to change and shift. Give them the wisdom and the strength and the courage
to do so, God. In the name of Jesus, we break cycles. Oh, we break cycles off of Starlita's family, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, and I hear God. I hear God. I hear he said, the curse is broken. Oh, my God. Hey, Keshanama. Every shackle, every chain, broken. Mama Koshanama. Every stronghold, every soul, God, broken. Mama Koshanama. In the name of Jesus, the curse is already broken through the blood that was shed on Calvary. The curse, and we break all residue off of this family, God. We declare that they're walking in total victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you tonight. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
You got the victory, and you already know, amen, God has not given you the spirit of fear.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, you're right now still recovering.
Yes.
You just went through, hallelujah, a traumatic situation going on with your body and everything. But God is still healing you and restoring you, and the enemy's trying to come in. But allow the word.
Yes.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I
just need I need you to read Psalm number 91. Psalm 91. I need you to read Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And finally, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. His word won't come back void. Psalm 91, Ephesians 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Chapter
sometimes
12.
We get weak. We get weak, but we need to know that God is protecting us, and those scriptures will help you understand sometimes when you're weak and vulnerable, the enemy can't do nothing to you. So allow that word to minister to you. When you're between changing diapers and feedings, when you're rocking that precious blessing to sleep, maybe you can get one of them chapters read. But just try to get the word in your spirit as you're feeding and changing diapers, and it's gonna encourage you. Amen. Look at that. That's even better. That's even better. Get that word into her at an early age. That's even better.
Yes.
But those three particular texts are going to bless you, and it's going to encourage you. Amen?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, God bless you. You're so welcome.
God bless you. Amen.
I bless you.
Love you.
So much.
God bless.
Love
amen.
You.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Praise God. Wow.
Yeah, we thank God. Amen. The enemy tries to come in like a flood, and he tries to counter what God is doing, but he has no power. We're going to take this other caller. That's area code 678. God bless you.
If it has not been for the Lord on my side, would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, he wrapped me in his cradle of his arms. When he knew I'd been battered and torn, so if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Thank you, Jesus, and where would I be? I have a testimony today. Back in 2007, I had major back surgery. I had surgery back to back, and it's been kind of hard these past few 12 years. It's gotten hard. I get pains a lot. I don't know, but I am giving thanks to God today that I have joined a gym, and I'm able to go on the treadmill, and I find myself feeling a whole lot different. If I only knew that if I would have gone to the gym, maybe I would have felt it for a long time ago. But God, and I'll say it again, but God went ahead and told me, child, go to the gym, and I will help you. And you know what? I am so grateful to God. I'm going to the gym like two or three times a week. I'm not really overdoing it, but just to think that I'm able to do, you know, that, what I used to do before my surgery, and how it's making me feel, I give God all the glory, because with Him, nothing is impossible. Like I always say, just trust and believe, because God will find a way, because He's a way maker, He's a miracle worker, and He is a provider. So I give God all the glory and all the praise for being so good to me and loving me the way He does. I'm just asking for general prayers for me and my family, and just a little extra prayer for Jerome, just a pick-me-up prayer. And that's it. And Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, you know I love you guys a whole lot. And I ask God to protect you and keep you safe at all times, and to place a hedge of protection around you guys, because we love you.
Well, God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
That is a testimony. Glory
yes.
be to God. We remember your journey with your back.
Yes.
We remember that season where you were just tremendous discomfort in your back area. We remember the surgeries.
Yes.
And God said, do your part, I'll do my part. You do your best,
Amen.
I'll do the rest. And then you went to the
Amen.
Gym, and God met you right there. Glory be to God. Isn't He a good God?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's a good God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And you're a praiser. You're a worshiper. God gave you instruction. You obeyed. And now you got the victory. We're going to pray.
Yes.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even as she testified, That God, you turned it around, that situation with her health, concerning that back pain, in the name of Jesus. God, you're still doing the work. We're believing for total healing. We're believing for her family, God, to prosper, be in health, even as their souls prosper. We're believing, God, for Jerome, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to do miracles and give them divine favor. So, God, I thank you. She said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would all my family be? And I thank you, Lord, that you are with them. I thank you that you are with Maria. I thank you, glory be to God, even as she went through those seasons of tremendous pain and discomfort, that you did not put on her more than what she can bear. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to open doors, as you continue to give signs, wonders, and miracles, as you continue to dispense favor on her behalf. I thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she keeps a song in her spirit, that she keeps praising and believing you for her family and praying to you, God, for her prosperity and her posterity, in the name of Jesus. So let your hand be on her son. Let your hand be on her grandson. Let your hand be on this family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, God, thank you for your angels that watch over her. Thank you for your open doors that you set before her. I thank you, God, for the people that you surround her with, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we believe by faith that you gave her that testimony to show her your goodness and to show her that you love her. So, Lord, bless her. Bless her indeed. Enlarge her territory. Let your hand continue to be on her. And, God, I thank you that you will keep her from evil. All the haters, all the enemies, all the adversary, I thank you, God. That battle don't belong to her, but you said it's yours. So watch over her as only you can. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
What a testimony.
Amen.
Oh, my God. You said your back feels so much better. Oh, my. Look at God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Look at God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And, Lord, I'm going to send an extra prayer to Brother Jerome. He's a man of God.
Yes, God.
He's trying to live right. He's trying to do right.
Yes,
he turned his life around. He put his faith in Almighty God. His trust is in you, Lord. Lord, raise him up. Make him the strong kingdom man of valor. I thank you, God, that you would give him resources. I thank you, God, that you would give him the money that he need to do the ministry that he need. I thank you, God, that you would make him, hallelujah, stronger than he's ever been, wiser than he's ever been, with more knowledge and more virtue and more discernment in the name of Jesus. So, God, you're raising up men. You're raising up kings. You're raising up generals. You're raising up soldiers. You're raising up an army that will call on the name of the Lord. Men that love God. Men that chasten the heart of God. Men that are on purpose for God. And I thank you for Jerome. I thank you for his life. We praise you for his witness. And God, whatever area he falls short in, your grace is sufficient. Oh! What area? The devil tries to make us feel insufficient. The devil tries to make us feel inadequate. But wherever he's lacking, God, move in and do what he can't do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. They hear you. We are praising God with you for that fact. I mean, all these years, and God showed us that he was going to heal that back. And he healed that back. And he did it in order. God does things decently and in order, you know. And there were some things that he needed to do first. There were some things that he needed to get to you first. And then he said, okay, now I'm going to heal the back. Amen. So we just thank God for total healing, amen, in that back area. So you keep working out to the glory of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You keep working out to the glory of God. You keep working. And I see God bringing Jerome higher.
Look at that.
I see God bringing him higher.
Yeah, I see
him stepping up. You know, he's been under some pressure, and God is using the pressure to press him, to get him to press in closer to him. So he has to continue to, God's dealing with some things pertaining to him. It's like Jacob wrestled with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Where God is doing some things, because there's a call that's on his life, and there's some things that God has ordained for Jerome to do. And Jerome has to pretty much line up and give God that absolute yes.
Yes, Lord.
God is looking for an absolute yes, pertaining to what God has said to him and what God has spoken to him. And God is going to deal with the fear that he's been dealing with in certain areas. He's hesitant to move forward in certain areas because of a deep-seated fear. And God is either going to deal with that area. But he's not a scared man, but there's that one area that intimidates him. And God's going to deal with that area of fear. Amen. Has to be God. It has to be God. And nobody can do this but God. Amen. So it has to be God. So God is just but God. Let go and let God. Let go and let God have his way. And that's what God is doing. He's asking us. He's asking a few of us on this line to let go and let him have his way.
Go and let God.
If God be God, and he is God,
and he has spoken what he's spoken, and he certainly has spoken. He will surely perform it. Amen. So we have to be fully persuaded that God will perform what he said he would perform. Amen. Pertaining to us. So let Jerome know that God is doing some special things in his life, and we are praying for him. Amen.
Amen. I'll let him know. Thank you so much. You guys have a good night. Bless everyone on this prayer line.
Amen. God bless you. Love you. Amen. Praise
God bless
God.
You. Love you.
Praise Amen. God. Praise God. Yes. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Yes.
Well, we thank God for the prayer line. I'm going to pray for my mom. Amen. If you are on the phone for the first time, you may not know how it works. If you press 1, if you have a prayer request, if you press 1, we will take your call and we will pray with you. We will pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for my mother, Mother May Thomas. Oh God, Lord, we thank you for your hand on her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, just bringing her this far. You brought her this far by faith, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for the healing process over this past year. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our family, God. Continue to bless my family. Bless my brother Gary. I speak to I speak normalcy to every count in his body in the name of Jesus. I speak healing over his whole body of even gout, whatever it is that he may be dealing with. I speak healing over his body in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we speak to his family. We speak peace over his wife, his children, his son. God, we thank you, Lord, for the example that he is to so many men. I pray for my sister Renee. Lord, I thank you for my sister Renee. I thank you, Lord, for bringing her through, Father God, to the other side, God. Thank you for bringing her, Father God, even though she walked through that valley of the shadow of death, God, you brought her out, God. So we thank you, Lord, for healing over her life. We thank you for healing over her son, Al, her daughter, Princess, her husband, Mike. We thank you for healing over their lives. We thank you, Lord, that you're bringing them closer to each other, closer to you, God. We pray, Father God, for every soul, salvation, oh God, deliverance in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, hallelujah. Lord, we lift up, hallelujah, Jackie and Derek as they're celebrating their anniversary. We thank you, Lord, continue to bless them and keep them and their children, God. We lift up, hallelujah, Rashida and her sons, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the great thing that you're doing, even in the middle of difficulty. We thank you for the great thing that you're doing in all of our lives and their lives and my sister Rashida and how you're giving her victory, God. Lord, we lift up to you, hallelujah, each and every individual of my mom's family, her children, her grandchildren. Oh, God, continue to let your hand be upon their life. Continue to give my mother great joy. Continue to heal her body. Continue to, Father God, give her peace in her mind. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, because we know you are able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, we thank you for mom. We thank you for meeting every need, God. We thank you for every financial need being met. We thank you for money being poured into her bank account, God. We thank you for her bills being paid. We thank you for her health, that she too goes to the gym, oh God, that she's able to work out in her 70s. My God, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, and we worship you and we magnify your name, God. Thank you for letting her latter years be better years.
Oh, come on.
God says, mom, your latter years are going to be your better years. Amen. So we thank you, Lord, for her latter years being her better years. Continue to bless her and keep her in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for Sister Yvette right now, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hand on her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for total healing, God. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. I break every chain. I declare that no weapon formed against her can prosper. I bind bind up the hand of Satan. I declare deliverance over Yvette's life right now in the name of Jesus. I total deliverance. No turning around, no turning back. My God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, give her peace. Give her, Father God, joy. Give her a closer walk with you, God. Draw her in, oh God. She is your daughter, God. And she belongs to you, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hand on her life. Bless her mom, Deacon Carmen, and Brother Mingle, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand on their lives. We thank you for blessing them and keeping them, the entire Callow household, oh God. We thank you for total victory over their household, God. Oh God, the sons and Father God, each and every one of them, the grandchildren, oh God. Hallelujah. The great grandchildren. Hallelujah. We thank you for the babies growing up to know you, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Bless the Callow household. Bless and bless and bless and bless. We declare favor over her household, oh God. Touch Jay, God. Touch Jessica, God. Continue to bless her. Continue to give her wisdom from on high. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
And we praise you for these women of God, these two women of God, these mighty women of God in your kingdom. Continue to have your way. Let your will be done. Bless Sister Cece, God. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. We already prayed for her family. Continue to bless her and keep her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch Darius, oh God. Touch, oh, yeah. Glory. Touch that young father, oh God. Continue to draw him closer to you, God. Oh God, give him, oh God, even a greater discernment, oh God. Heal any broken areas in his life, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to give him opportunities, oh God. Stir up his creativity, God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the hands of Satan off of his life, God. In the name of Jesus, and I speak breakthrough over his life, God. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, for every member of our family at New Creation Christian Ministries, God. Oh, God, let your will be done. Touch Prophetess Michelle, God. Oh, God, even as she finishes up her classes, God, we cover her with prayer on tonight, God. We cover her family with prayer on tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Touch Sister Rita tonight, God. Hallelujah. Bless Sister Rita, oh, God. Bless her on the job. Hold back the hand of the devil. Hold back the hand of the enemy. Thank you for continuing to prosper her and elevate her and increase her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Pastor Prophet Jamal, Pastor Prophet Gail, oh God, Andrewson, oh God, Cloud 9 International Ministries, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, we bind up the hand of the enemy, God. Yeah, this season of warfare, I heard God. God speak during this prayer line that we're in a season. This is a season of warfare where the enemy is coming against the people of God because of the promise. Hallelujah. And God says to everybody on this prayer line, hold on to my unchanging hand. Don't quit. Don't grow faint. Don't faint in your mind. Hold on to my unchanging hand. I'm fighting this battle for you. This battle is not yours. It is the Lord.
Yeah.
God says, hold your peace. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but I feel God, and God is saying, hold your peace and let me fight your battle. Hallelujah. I'm fighting this battle. God is setting up ambushes against your enemy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God says, press your way in. Those of you who can get the church, get the church. God, don't isolate. The devil wants to isolate you. Don't allow the devil to isolate you in this season. Get to the church. Get to the prayer line. Continue to press your way to Bible study. My God, my God. God says he's setting up ambushes, but he's strengthening you, my God, from the inside out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that this is a season. God says it's just a season, and this season is going to lead right into your season. You're in the concurrent season, the season of warfare and the season of overflow. My God, season of overflow. My God. Don't let this thing stop your praise. Don't let nothing or nobody stop your praise. You got to have a yet will I praise them in your mouth. Yet will I praise you, God. Hallelujah. Yet will we give you the glory. Yet will we give you the honor. Hallelujah. Because you alone are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Come on, out of your belly, wherever you are. Just open your mouth and begin to give God praise, wherever you are, because the devil has tried, but he has won. He has not won. He has lost yet again. I said the devil has tried, but he has not won. He has lost yet again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and give God some praise. Open your mouth and glorify his name. There is power in your praise. Hallelujah. Yet will we praise God. Hallelujah. They walked around the wall 7 times and did not say a word. But the 7th time, God said, after the 7th time, open your mouth and let out a shout. Somebody needs to let out a shout in the name of Jesus. You need to open your mouth and shout hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Because the walls of Jericho that have set themselves up against you, the walls of Jericho that have been trying to block your blessing, the walls of Jericho that have been trying to make you quit, they are coming down in the name of Jesus. I said the walls are coming down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we shout to the Lord, all ye people, go open your mouth and shout. Hallelujah. So God, we thank you and we praise you that the walls are coming down. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy is on the run. Some of y'all got the enemy on the run. The minute that you opened up your mouth, the minute that you picked up your phone and dialed this prayer call, you got the enemy on the run, because he knew that you were going to hear a word at the beginning and the end of this call to let you know that if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. In the name of Jesus, God said, not only are you blessed, but your seed is blessed. Not only are you blessed, but your family is blessed. Not only are you blessed, glory, hallelujah, but everything that's connected to you is blessed. In the name of Jesus, so continue to press. I said press your way, forgetting those things which are behind, pressing forward to the things that God has already prepared for you. God's got a blessing with your name on it, and you got to continue to press. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So yet we press. Yeah, we press, moving forward to the things of God. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for each and every person on this prayer line. We thank you for victory over every person that's called in, every person that listens to the archive, every person under the sound of our voices. We declare victory right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. We believe that was our final caller. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're going to play a song, but quick announcement. Pastor Rebecca will be preaching at a 4 o'clock service on Sunday. Those who are in service already know, but get the word out. We're expecting good fellowship and good attendance to support our pastor as she ministers this Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock, in the city of Elizabeth. It's on Catherine Street, a 4 o'clock service. And we want Zor Ministries, Elizabeth, Catherine Street. We will give the specifics as the day approaches, but just getting it out there for everyone who can make it, and we want everyone to make it who can, come out and support Pastor as she ministers in Elizabeth. Please sow a seed into our ministry. We have Cash App, nccmonline.org. Many ways to sow. You go to the website, go, you can see the information on how to give. Your faithful giving helps us do what we are called by the Lord to do. God bless you. We will be here tomorrow night for Word Wednesday, 7:30. There is a word from the Lord in Jesus' name. God bless. Good night.
This is my favorite song. Come on. Remember the day, yes, I gave my heart to you, Lord.
That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Ah, your word.